Hey there, Patty Dominguez with episode 117 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. And let me just say that for whatever reason, I was like, what can I share on my podcast that is going to be different and fun? And of course, I gravitated to something that has to do with food and of course with standing out and positioning and all the things. So today is a solo show, and I'm going to be sharing with you a story of how to connect the dots. How do you know if you are connecting with your prospect at an emotional level? Because that is really the difference maker, in my opinion, for really establishing a brand personality. And it goes beyond the veiled offer or the here's my thing, buy my thing, buy my. It's like, stop. Nobody needs more stuff. And it's like people run from that. And instead, the big opportunity, in my opinion, is to connect the dots at an emotional level, because you talking about you and your certifications and all the things that you've done is, in my opinion, that's not really a standout. And the other side of it is that it really is self-serving. And it's like, hello, that's cost of entry, as opposed to having a competitive advantage. And I think that one of the best ways to do that is by connecting emotionally. And I'm going to be sharing some stories of how I've seen it done really well with other brands. And with that, I'm excited to share this episode with you. Thanks for being here. And here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me, because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with a positioning share. So as you all may already know, my sweet spot is to talk about positioning. And I was exchanging boxers with a client of mine, a friend. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to talk about. I'm like, hello, I got to talk about positioning. And then truly, if I can always parlay a lesson by using food, it just connects the dots for me in my head. So I, of course, have a share that has to do with food and positioning. And it could be because of the fact that I did work in corporate and consumer packaged goods, like food and non-food items, for 18 years. And so I just kind of have this connection, this affinity. And plus, it's not all food, but there's specific foods that I'm super snobby about. And I can tell you, I'm super snobby about the vodka that is used in my martinis. So it has to be really amazing vodka. And yes, I'm okay to pay the premium, because it's an experience, you know? And similarly with dark chocolate. It's so funny. The other day here at home, we had through my son, he came home and he had this chocolate. And I think it was like Hershey's or something. And I was just like, gross. No diss on Hershey's. Hershey's, you're all right. But it's just not my thing. And conversely, I had received a gift from Vosges chocolate. I don't know if you've ever heard of Vosges, but it really got me thinking along the lines of, this is such a perfect example for how positioning could come into play for the consumer, right? For the person buying, for the person looking to consume chocolate. And so when you say, hey, do you want a piece of chocolate? Well, I would say, well, it all depends, you know, because not all chocolate is created equal. And I think there's such a distinct story, not only, of course, in the price point between a Vosges chocolate, like my mouth is watering just talking about it, between a Vosges chocolate bar and what you would get with a Hershey's chocolate. I think it was, who makes Snickers? It's so bad. I don't eat that kind of chocolate. Like, that's so horrible. But basically, so let me give you an example. So Vosges was created from a woman who had traveled to Spain, and she took she was in culinary school, I believe. And she decided when they introduced the chapter, the class on chocolate, it literally changed her life. And she really wanted to create this experience with chocolate. And her whole vibe, the woman who invented Vosges, or who launched Vosges, she really focuses on creating experiences. So I'm just going to read to you a couple of the bars, the chocolate bars, and I can tell you the one I love. So black raspberry with fermented black tea, whole cacao fruit bar, walnut and chanterelle, raw almond butter bar, the one I love, and then Chinese five spice bar, parmesan walnut and fig chocolate bar, banana coconut chocolate. Am I making you hungry? It's unbelievable. So the idea here is that a $9 bar is nowhere even in the same universe as a type of chocolate that you're going to get with the Snickers. I mean, maybe you'll choose a Snickers. I'm particular to Vosges. And what is the lesson here? Above everything, you're like, why are you talking about all this chocolate and whatnot? And so the idea is, coming from a marketing brain, you want to ask, why should I choose you as the person, as the brand? Okay. So in a highly competitive market, which let's face it, most of us are in, your prospect, your premium prospect, as I call them, is thinking, why should I choose you? What makes you so special? Why should I care about what you have to say, right? Why do I care when there's so many other options in the area, right? When you're looking at the competitors in your space, you call the competitive landscape, there's so much noise out there, especially in certain arenas, right? So they're thinking, okay, well, prove it to me if you get their attention enough. And so that is really the premise around brand positioning and just how important it is, okay? The idea here is we want to make sure that we're occupying, we're capturing that mind share in your prospect's mind, as opposed to what your competition is doing and really standing out distinctively. Okay. So this is what the big brands do, and you can do it too. Okay. So the biggest opportunity there is understanding what your competitors are saying and how do you find that white space and really making your premium prospect, you could call it ideal customer, I call it premium prospect, is really at the center of that entire process. Like, I live to understand what they're thinking, like, what is keeping them up at night? How can I help them? What is the verbiage that they're using so that I can connect the dots for them that I am the answer, right? So that's how you position your brand to profit. Okay. Because in an infinite sea of competition, let's say you are looking at chocolate and somebody may say, oh, we got the most almonds and we have the chewiest nougat and, or we are a paleo chocolate, or this is a keto chocolate, or this is Vosges chocolate, or some kind of big influencer ate my chocolate, and it doesn't matter, right? So all those things doesn't matter to the prospect if that's not what they're looking for. So the louder you shout to the masses, the more your message is going to fall on deaf ears. And so one of the biggest things, and I had a conversation today, as a matter of fact, with a client of mine, we were talking about a specific launch that she has. And she's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I finally got it. I was writing these emails and we've been working on that. And one of the things that she did is that she wasn't talking about the features of her program. She was really connecting the dots by establishing that emotional connection. So I connect to Vosges because the messaging around Vosges and being using organic when possible. And really, it's a story of how she comes up with her bars, because she talks about how she was in Asia and she blended these flavors, or chanterelle when she was in the mountains of France, or the chili that she uses that's infused because she was in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's just so cool, you know, and I connect the dots and the experience of eating that chocolate because I connect with her story. So anytime that you can establish an emotional connection with your customers, and of course you want to back it by the uniqueness of it, what it is that you offer, right? That's how you're going to stand out. Okay. Because you're answering, what is it that you do for your premium prospect? Is it clear what you do? Can they remember it? And is there an emotional connection? Of course, if you can solve for a pain point or what problem it solves, that is like the sweet spot there. And then what is it like? Is it understandable that you can solve that problem? And so what does this brand make these products for? Like, is there a reason for being behind your product. So for example, in my case, I don't work with just anybody. I work with women entrepreneurs that have a product or service that is going to, that is changing the world. In essence, something that is adding to the world in a positive way. I have turned away business, for example, if it's not a brand or a product that I connect with or that I don't feel is in alignment with the highest good of the world. I'm like, yeah, I'm just not your person. This isn't the right fit. And so I'm really specific about that, you know? And the other side of it is when you're wanting to create that client experience, you want to make sure that it's clear what you can do for them, which I call surprise and delight, right? So you're not just delivering on the promise of what you're going to provide because, hello, that's what they're paying for. You should be delivering on that. But how do you take it to the next level? How do you make that an experience for them? Because it's not just coaching. It's not just a course. It's not just an e-commerce site where you're selling t-shirts or coffee mugs or any of that. What you want to do is create an experience and really connect the dots with them emotionally. And that's what's really going to stand out. So a brand that establishes that, personality side of it is going to connect the dots with your premium prospect, as well as create this amazing reputation where they stand out uniquely. And so that is the story of how I was inspired by this chocolate bar that I saw. And with those two options on the table, I will always connect the dots with a brand that I believe in. And so it's not just for a consumer good. You can most definitely use the same approach when you are presenting your product or service. Treat it like that. Connect the dots with emotional stories. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my client about that very fact because she was infusing her emails with stories. And she's like, oh my God, it's so fun to do that. It's so fun to recall these situations and to humanize the brand, right? Instead of just talking about features and benefits and here's my launch and here's my thing. It's like, people don't want that. People want to connect. They always want to, not always, but people want to connect to you. The people want to buy from someone that they really connect with. And I think that is such a missed opportunity when I see a lot of these offers in the marketplace that just aren't doing that. It's like they're yelling at people like, buy my thing. It's like nobody needs more shit. I don't know. Can I say that here on socials? But anyway, that is what I wanted to convey with you. So that is my share for the day. And I hope you all are having a fantastic day. And as always, if there is anything that I can do to support you in your business, positioningtoprofit.com. And of course, you can reach out to me on socials. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.